Sarah Taranto's forehead knots with frustration as she looks through old photos on her laptop.
I probably have thousands of photos on this little drive here that I hand-carried with me, thank God.
She's an amateur photographer who loves to capture images of her life with family and all the places they've been stationed with the Army.
This was where my husband had all of his Army achievement medals, all the coins, they call them.
But she never expected to need the photos as documentation. The Tarantos moved from Germany to San Antonio in May. The Army paid for their move and selected the moving company. But when their shipment of furniture and household items arrived in Texas, somebody had ransacked it.
They went through everything. I mean, just empty box after empty box. That was a dollhouse that my uncle built me when I was a kid. You can see on the other side, they had actually sliced it open looking for stuff on the inside of it.
The shipment had been robbed in transit for a loss Toronto estimates at $36,000. Other service members coming from Germany had similar problems. Toronto went up the chain from the local Army Claims Office to the Secretary of Defense, trying to figure out who was accountable.
It probably took me almost 2 weeks of calling almost every day to different places, asking the question, okay, I'm having a trouble with our moving company. I want somebody aware of what's going on, and I want to see if I can get them punished. Who do I go to? And that was what everybody was like, I don't know.
Every year, the Defense Department moves about 430,000 people and spends more than $2 billion doing it. But nobody keeps track of how many have problems. Kelly Ruska is with the National Military Family Association. She says overseas moves are especially troublesome because they're more complicated. Most problems are relatively minor, but thefts do occur.
We've heard cases where somebody will open a box and it'll be labeled books and it'll be filled with bricks. So sort of like a bait and switch type thing.
Even for more typical problems like damaged furniture or accidental loss, Ruska says families often don't get back what they think the items are worth. And she says sometimes military contracted movers just wait out families who file claims.
You know, the companies have just really drug their feet, haven't been as responsive, and I think they just hope that, you know, the family's going to forget about it and move on.
Transcom, the U.S. Transportation Command, is the government entity responsible for moving military families, but it doesn't systematically track complaints. Most are handled by local claims offices. Still, Transcom leaders say they communicate with those offices enough to hold movers accountable. They say the Toronto's mover was eventually suspended for failing to prevent the theft. And Colonel Ralph Lonsborough, chief of Transcom's personal property division, says cases like the Toronto's are not typical.
Right now, we're at around 91% customer satisfaction. But of course, one of the things we realize when you're talking 430,000 people, that 9% represents about 35 to 40,000 people that are not satisfied with their moves.
To address that, Transcom is reworking move.mil, the website where families set up their moves. Lonsborough says that will make it easier for families to get help with problems and help Transcom find out about those problems. But that will come too late for Sarah Taranto, whose family still hasn't been fully reimbursed for their stolen items.
Yeah, all of this, I mean, this was in my bathroom.
She holds up a broken canvas with a child's drawings smeared across the front. Wants a birthday gift from her daughter.
She wrote me a little note on the back. It was like one of the sweetest things she'd ever given me so far. Even now, I just want to go wring somebody's neck because I'm never going to be able to fix this.
In her case, some losses can't be recouped. Reporting from San Antonio, I'm Carson Frame.